Welcome in, everybody, to the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. I am Greg. I'm being joined by the Milwaukeeist guy there is from a fine city. That's Flex over there.
Hey, from Milwaukee, the good land.
Yeah. What do you know? I can read. I can read your shirt.
Yeah. I was thinking I would be like the joiniest fella joining the show today. I don't know.
Because it's just us and there's no one else joining.
Yeah, well, now you ruined it.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Greg got busy.
Greg got... That sounds...
All literally. Not even figuratively and literally. All literally.
Yeah, she's been like, enjoying us straight from Eagle Park Brewing. The guy who hooks Flex up on Halloween.
Ayo.
And has sent me a ton of weed beer. Just kidding, but feel free to. Oh, man. All right, so much to get to today. We've got some Pasole Palooza. Flex was there. He doesn't know it, but he was there.
You did text me that, yeah.
Yeah. Mini Flex came with us. Some booze news, some beers to talk about. It's finally winter time. Hey, Thanksgiving happened. You guys can officially put your Christmas and holiday shit up.
If you say so.
Thanksgiving is over. Yeah. And now it's okay. Now I won't throw up when
I'm over here like November started.
Yeah. You're like,
put it up
3 weeks ago, bud. So anyways, all right. So much to get to. Like I said, I'm going to stop wasting time over here. I'm going to hit some other musics and talk about what I'm drinking over here. Words are escaping me right now.
Classic.
Give me one of those kind of nights.
I just realized how hard that fucking beat goes.
Yeah, man. You fucking drop that beat and it goes.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. We go hard over here. I am drinking Second Chance Beer Company's Frosty the Haze Man. By the way, dope can.
I did peek the can a little bit pre-show and you were pouring. That's hot.
I like it. It's dope. 7%, 22 IBUs, has a 381 on untapped. They say orange, peach, and nectarine aromatics immediately hit the nose on this hazy IPA. With an initial sip, this juice bomb tastes of citrus and stone fruit. When paired with the medium, sweet, soft texture and full body, so prototypical of its style, it is reminiscent of your favorite fruit nectar beverage. Yet this beer still finishes with a subtle bitterness for balance, leaving the palate with want for more. All right, on the old schnauzer, I get a ton of citrus, and I'm picking up pineapple, which was not a part of their description, but I'm really picking up some pineapple over here, if I may stick in the jobber.
Warm it up. Get it in there.
Backfire.
I like it.
So the flavor really follows the schnoz. I get a lot of that citrus, some oranginess.
Okay.
And once again, while not in the description, I'm picking up pineapple and I'm enjoying it. This has been out of the fridge for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes maybe. And
okay, a little warmed up.
Yeah, it rose just a little, it's not like warm, but it rose just a little bit. And I think that's what's bringing out some of the pineappliness that I'm getting. And I'm not mad about it.
Well, I'm not mad for you then. I think that sounds great.
Bunch of happy people over here. It's fantastic. And if you guys are ever in San Diego area, go check out Second Chance Brewing. We found them by accident years ago. They just opened.
Would you call it you found them by second chance? Probably not, though.
Probably not. We found them by chance a few years ago. The wife was down in San Diego for a work thing, and we were in the middle of nowhere. I was like, any breweries around here? And it's like, oh, what's Second Chance? Let's go try it. Tried it. Loved it. They put out a lot of great beer. Now they've got a few locations, and they're distributing, and good shit. So if you see them, grab them, putting out some good beers. All right. Oh, shout out to Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay. Better than West Virginia?
I mean, it's not even a question.
Better than Alabama? I'm just listing off all the states you talk shit about.
The two shitty talk states.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide, hill people.
Exactly. Thanks, Charleston, for listening. I don't know enough about Charleston to make fun of it. So
I know Wendy's from South Carolina, so that's, you know.
Yeah. Somewhere in the hood, hopefully nearby. Maybe it's her listening to us.
Hopefully. Nah. Maybe she's telling all her family about us.
Maybe. She should be. I mean.
Or maybe we just have other fans in South Carolina.
Like, can't blame them.
Some Finnish people move from Finland to South Carolina, and they're just spreading the word.
That must be what, you know, it's weird. The last like 2 weeks or so, we've been not only hitting the Finnish charts. What's up, Finland? Love you guys. We've also been on the Ecuadorian food charts for iTunes or Apple, whatever they call it these days.
Leisure or lifestyle or something.
Well, it's Apple Podcasts. I think it's the food category because beer, you know. But I do know. So what up to Ecuador as well?
Yeah, Ecuadorians.
Yeah, you know, one of these days we'll get people within the states to listen to us. And until then, we've got Finland and Ecuador, so suck it, America.
Oh, shit.
We don't need you.
We don't need them.
All right, Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving was, you know, a few days ago as we record this. I have some Thanksgiving fun facts, but first I was going to ask Flexi how his Thanksgiving was. Did you get hammered with the family or...
I mean, it was super low key.
Always nice.
So it was like the first Thanksgiving I had off of work in like 10 years.
Oh, it's right.
So, because this
thanks, new job.
Yeah, the new meat beating gig.
We should get you a jersey.
Every single holiday, the shop is closed. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to my only guaranteed day off of the year being Christmas Day. So it was like, it was weird waking up and like sleeping in. You know, not having to rush breakfast or a workout or something. So my wife, you go to Trader Joe's every now and then, right?
All the time. I was there today.
So they have this maple swirl bread that they come out with. I don't know if it's a seasonal thing, but it's almost like there's a glaze around like the crust of the bread. So she bought a loaf like 2 weeks ago just to try it.
Please tell me you made French toast.
No, because it already fucking tastes like French toast, Greg. All you have to do is put it in the toaster. It's unreal. Butter it up. It's crispy the outside and like sugary crispy.
Oh, yeah.
And then like super caramelized. Soft, almost like, you know, that eggy Texas toast, French toast texture.
I'm getting hard.
It's unreal. So we had that for breakfast. We're actually going to get another loaf for Christmas to just make fucking Christmas morning breakfast easy. Like,
yeah,
don't got to do some big casserole or some big breakfast. Just fucking maple swirl Trader Joe's bread.
So good. Get some sausage to go with it or something. Get the salt and the sweet.
We're thinking a little bacon.
Yeah.
Right.
Bacon works too.
It's like, I feel like maple and bacon just really works well together.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
So then, you know, so that was breakfast. You know, watch a little bit of the Macy's parade with the kids. They have a tradition now where they build a gingerbread house every Thanksgiving.
Nice. Yeah,
so I got to get a part of that in, got a nice lift in, classic flex.
Right.
The Packers won, surprisingly.
Which was a huge surprise.
Not a sports podcast, but the Packers did win. So that was neat. And then, we went to the in-laws. That's the thing, too. And I had three spotted cow. I had a pour of Weller's and Weller's bourbon.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a little bit of bourbon cream liqueur after dinner. Mm. Two turkey legs. Oof. Flex leg was guy, huh? Full.
Flexy.
Love me that dark meat. But yeah, so Thanksgiving was just really, really nice and relaxing and low key, like everything I was expecting it to be.
Nice. Are you a cook? Do you ever do any cooking for Thanksgiving?
That's not me.
Oh, not your jam?
No.
I love it. I love cooking. And one thing I pride myself is being able to like do lots of things at once.
Okay.
I'm always like cooking, you know, a bunch of Thanksgiving dinner. This year was actually pretty relaxing. I only had to do the tri-tip. Love me some tri-tip. And a couple years ago, we were having a discussion. We were like, why are we still doing turkey? Like, it's not that great. And I love a smoked turkey, the slow smoked, juicy, smoky, delicious. I don't have a smoker. I don't have room for a smoker.
Okay.
So beyond that, we're all talking about how like nobody loves turkey. So why are we still making it?
I don't think there's a single person on the earth that actually loves turkey.
I like a good turkey burger, you know, like whatever.
I feel like people eat it just because it's like, hey, it's tradition.
Yeah, exactly.
But like turkey is not fantastic.
No, it's really not. Especially when you have to like cook the whole thing, takes up your entire fucking oven.
Oh, and it's an all day affair too.
All day affair. You got to stick stuff up its butt. You got to paste it. turns into a sexual thing.
Which may or may not be good for you at home.
Depends who's watching. So anyways, a couple years ago, we started doing tri-tips, and I convinced the fam to do that again this year. Did four tri-tips. I like to sous vide them, stick them in the sous vide for 4.5-ish hours.
And that's the bag thing, right?
Yeah, in the water, the heated water that circulates. Right. Yeah, so did that, did four of them, and then I always finish it on the barbecue. Like, I get the grill just smoking hot so I can get some grill marks.
Seared up a little bit.
Yeah, I love the crosshatch grill marks. Makes me feel fancy. So
does it make you hard?
Always, dude. Whenever I get, like, the perfect cross on it, I'm like,
Jesus would be proud.
Yeah, start beating my meat like Flex over there. Now I know why you like getting paid for it. Yeah, so did that. Wife made a couple of sides, and then I helped with a couple of things. But it was like one of the most low-key Thanksgivings, because like, while it's sous vide and you don't do anything, I just drink mimosas all day. And then dinner came around. I was like, all right, I'm switching to red wine, and just drink a bunch of wine for the rest of the
day. Heck yeah, man.
Wasn't too bad.
So did you guys host people or what?
No, I went to my mom's house. She's got the big house, so family comes over there.
And, hey, Greg's mom.
I mean, Flex probably knows all this already.
Big house.
Yeah. You've seen it, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, she just come over to your house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. She likes to stay low key.
Yeah, she likes to travel. but yeah, so we did that. So it was good. Good times. Got a nice little buzz going, because if you're going to see family, you got to be buzzed up.
Absolutely.
It's the law.
So. Especially when were other people drinking, I'm assuming, or no?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that just makes it that much easier to do it.
Right. Yeah. You don't look like, you know, the one drunk in the corner.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you look around, you're like, you don't drink early on holidays? Like, yeah. What?
The good thing about drinking red wine is you open a couple bottles, and if you just, like, sneak into the kitchen and pour yourself some more, people don't really know, because it's the same color as the other one. And great. You know, if I had a lager and then a hazy and then a stout, people would know I've had three beers at this point. Yeah.
That's actually a pretty genius idea.
Right? Nobody has any fucking clue how much wine I had, except for this guy. You know how much I had?
How much?
Enough.
Ooh. How was your morning?
It was fine. Woke up early.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you literally had enough.
Just the right amount.
Love it.
Yeah. So good times. Well, I'm glad you got to experience what everybody else has been experiencing forever.
Yeah. I always used to think it was like a little overrated, you know, just because I always fucking worked it. And now that I've had the experience for the first time in over a decade, can't wait till next Thanksgiving.
I'm going to... you know, drop this fucking pipe bomb on everybody, but I'm going to say it. Thanksgiving, better than Christmas. I'm out.
I don't care for Thanksgiving too much.
All right. We'll get a couple under your belt. We'll talk again.
It's there. Christmas. Yeah. I do like Christmas, but I got kids. So the kids' excitement for Christmas really helps, you know, boost my excitement.
I get it. Makes sense. I on the other hand, I just like the food.
Plus, I always feel like early drinking on Christmas just hits different than any other day.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's almost like Santa wants you to do it.
Yeah. If like, not, you're a ho-ho-ho.
Merry Christmas. Like, you deserve to start early.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? Maybe I'll have a different outlook on Christmas this year.
And so I found this out a couple weeks ago, and I was like hiding my excitement because I'm going to save it for our holiday show.
Okay.
But Lakefront Brewery here in Milwaukee re-released their holiday spiced ale, and it's the first time in like 10 years.
Oh.
So like they stopped producing it, I think right around when we got married.
When you and I got married?
Haven't seen it since. So it's this big 12.4 bomb. And it used to be like a traditional, like, Christmas morning. My family comes over to open gifts in the morning, and you crack a Lakefront overspiced lager.
That sounds nice.
Oh, it's great. Or ale. I'm sorry, overspiced ale.
Yeah. I'm a little sad. Both my Christmas traditions, beer-wise, are gone. Two of the three. One is still around, which is Celebration Ale. I had a week or two ago on the show.
Yeah, last week or whatever.
You know, it's always approaching Christmas season when Celebration drops. But back in the day, my two Christmas beers, Stone Chocovesa, delicious. Now they've sold out. And they kind of don't make it anymore. I don't think they're releasing it anymore either, on top of selling out. And the other one being the Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from Anchor Brewing, who is no more.
How sad.
Yeah. There goes my Christmas beer tradition. I'm in search of new beer traditions, everybody. Please tweet me, but don't tweet me because I don't use Twitter that much.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that they say tweet on X?
Yeah. What else are you going to say? I just X'd you? I mean,
I actually thought about that one today and I was like, eh, it's kind of porny.
Yeah. I just twatted you.
Hey, there we go.
That'll work. A little different. All right. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, we got some Thanksgiving fun facts when it comes to booze. Alcohol consumption across the U.S. on Thanksgiving, the top five states with the highest alcohol consumption on Thanksgiving Day. And I was surprised to learn that Wisconsin was not on this list.
That is shocking.
That is shocking. So coming at number five, Ohio at 38%. Number four, Tejas, 41%. Number three, Missouri, 44%. Tied for number two, New York and California, 46%. Number one state with the highest alcohol consumption rate on Thanksgiving. Any guesses?
Not Alabama.
Not Alabama. It's a little bit cooler than Alabama.
Ooh, I don't know. Fucking Florida? I don't know.
It is your neighbor, Illinois.
Ah, Illinois. What up? So the big thing with Wisconsin, I thought it was like a nationwide thing, right? The biggest drinking night of the year is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Yeah. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I think everybody just goes for broke on Wednesday here. And Thursday.
Too hungover on Thursday.
Yes. Thursday is just like gotta get yourself back together before you see the family kind of thing.
Not like a welcome back buzz before you see the family?
Correct.
Oh, that's too bad. I need that buzz before I see the family. And then breakdown of alcohol consumption by age group on Thanksgiving. Number five, accounting for 9% of alcohol consumption, is the 18 to 24-year-olds. That makes sense. I don't know why they're tracking anything below 21. Number four at 11%, right? 11% of the consumption.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Is the 65 and older crowd, the geriatrics over here. Number three is tied for 18% of the consumption, 35 to 44, and also 45 to 54. They could just said 35 to 54 and put it all in one group. Anyways, 18% of the consumption. There, that's me. That's number me. Two, yeah. Okay. And you, yeah. It's all the good people. Number two, the 55 to 64-year-olds, 19%. And the number one group of alcohol consumers on Thanksgiving, 24% of all the consumption, basically a quarter, 25 to 34-year-olds, you whippersnappers.
I just missed it.
By that much. Me too. Almost made it.
I feel like that makes sense. Like that's when that was my prime drinking was like 24, 25. I shouldn't say prime drinking. I should say prime going out to drink.
Prime getting drunk.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's when hangovers didn't exist.
Oh, they existed, no, but you just didn't give a shit about them.
Yeah. Mine, like I had them, you know, here and there ever so sparingly. But mine didn't really kick in until like my early 30s, like 32, 33, like a switch flipped. And all of a sudden I was like, hey, bud, you like hangovers? Because you're going to fucking have them.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. They're just so bad. I've suffered from them pretty much my entire life.
Mm, yeah. Hard pass on those. Those are not fun.
Well, I don't want them. It just.
Yeah. You don't?
No. It just happens.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Usually lots of mass amounts of vomit.
Oh,
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, though I will say, when you throw up from being hammered, like if it's still the night of, feel infinitely better the next day.
Sure.
Like I've never been hungover after throwing up.
Really?
Yeah. Like
I feel if you have hammered, not drank enough. That's what it sounds like to me.
Here's the thing: if I get hammered and puke the night of, like while I'm still drinking, next morning's usually a breeze. If I get hammered, wake up the next morning and puke, I'm puking all day. Like my body's like, we have expelled the poisons.
One of the worst drinking nights of my life. I think I was 22 and my best friend was in town from college and his grandparents lived like three streets down from me. He's like, hey, after like all the family Christmas shit, he's like, come over. My grandpa has this whole spread in the garage. And he did. He had like 2 6-foot tables in the garage just lined with bottles. Not to mention, like, the beer fridge that was stocked with, you guessed it, beer.
What?
Beer it is.
I went over there. Literally, it was just us two in the garage. People would come in every now and then and make drinks. But we found every, like, bottle that was, say, maybe, like, a quarter, left in it. And we're talking anything from, like, wine to vodka to mint liqueur to limoncello. Like, I'm telling you, we fucking rated everything, and we ended up finishing something stupid like 13 bottles, and it was not good.
Let me just tell you. Like it.
It was not good. My college friend was well prepped, so he took it like a champ.
Yeah, as they do.
Yeah, the stay home kid? No way.
Not so much.
No, let's just say the side of Grandpa's garage got painted a little bit. Yeah.
Man, I was gonna ask you to volunteer some hours.
I was outside, you know. That's
good. Important sprinklers. Thing. Yeah. It rains there, it's fine. It's not like here.
Yeah. And I think he had he had to drive me home in my own car, I believe, too. Which was a pretty frequent happening. I was younger, so
way to keep it classy.
Yeah. Now I think I finally know my limit.
Yeah. Not that much.
Yeah. You know, it only took like 17 years.
Yeah, whatever. It's part of the educational process.
Exactly. Learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, that's why we call it research.
Tell you what though, I had a butt ton of fun. That's what really matters.
Exactly. Get it while you can. All right, before we find out what you're drinking. I was going to say this for later, and I thought, let's do it now. Chew, surprise, surprise, left us a voicemail, but it's a little recap of Pasole Palooza. So before I give you my take, here it is straight from the Chew's mouth.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
What a little crap, every public should you be here with a quick little recap of Pozole Palooza 2023. It's Monday evening. My legs are not under me yet. They still feel like jello. I'm like 95% back to normal. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Greg, Nick, and Coley for pulling up. Amazing event, evening. Lots of beer was consumed along with Pozole. Thank you for everybody that came. A1A Brewery, the Craft Beer Republic crew, one of the Booze League / Beer Life people, friends and family, some just crazy event. To the people that didn't make it and called me and apologized, hey guys, it's okay, it's cool. I'm kind of...
No, it's not.
Glad... Not glad, let's just say. We just had too much damn beer, homies. A lot of beer was consumed. If you saw my Instagram, my beer graveyard went on forever. That wasn't even all of it. I didn't get to record the other tables. But thank you to everybody that brought beers. Thank you everybody who took pozole like that. I still have a lot of pozole left, so I've been giving it to the neighbors. So last year, Pozole Palooza was in December. This year was in November. So now we're thinking of pushing it to, like, late September, homie. So like that, you got Pozole Palooza, Oktoberfest, Halloween, Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving. You got Friendsmas, Festivus for the best of us, and Christmas, Kwanzaa, and New Year's, homie. What a lot of best way to start those major, major, major holidays with the start of Pozole Palooza. So put that in your calendar, late September. And we'll make this shit happen. And I think from now on, it might have to be RSVP. I might have to sell tickets to help me pay for the fucking pozole. It's taxing on my wallet, homie. But thank you to everybody. Greg, thank you for being a great friend and pulling up, homie. I think you and I probably were the most soberest, drunkest people there. I think you and I hide how drunk we are. I knew you were drunk, homie. Your lip was a little crooked and my legs were fucking swollen. But, you know, everybody else, we knew they were fucking drunk because they were fucking slurring. It looked like it was just me and Greg and a bunch of fucking lurches everywhere. Anyways, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being at Pozole Palooza. Let's make this shit happen. Greg, if you got some stuff to add to this voicemail, go ahead, homie. Like I said, you're a true, true friend. Thank you for pulling up twice. Hopefully you are the one that will be there consecutive, homie. All right, this is Chew Your Beer, Pozole Palooza 2023 recap. And if you're not at Pozole Palooza, you're a loser. I have to watch your peace out, eh?
Oh, a bunch of fucking lurches.
Coming from the king loser here.
Yeah.
If it's
your highness.
If it's such a harsh on his wallet, don't just give it to the neighbors. Make those fuckers pay for that palooza.
Yeah, $5. Man.
Jeez.
You're right. Yeah,
come
you're
on.
Wrong there. Yeah.
Be get your money.
Yeah, honestly, Chew, if you want to sell, I wouldn't mind pitching in a few bucks. I don't mean to make you go broke on the pozoles. And also, huge shout out to Chew's mom, who does all the fucking pozole work. She's the pozole queen. So thank you, Mama Chew for all the pizzoles. But yeah, he's not wrong about the whole everyone being hammered. I appreciate that he thought I was hiding it pretty well, but I wasn't driving that. Coley was driving us, so I strapped one on. I think my favorite part of the night was we got a group photo, and if you look, Nick's yawning. He's mid-yawn in the photo. I was like, well, that...
I'm surprised he wasn't just sleeping.
Right, standing up sleeping. I was like, that sums up Nick in a fucking photo if nothing else does. So that was great. Yeah, such a good night. The pozole was fucking fire, as always.
Did you bring the Tupperware back?
No, I haven't. Well, last year, we brought our own Tupperware.
Oh, that's what it was. You brought your own. Okay, that's right.
So we were. So I didn't owe him any from last year, but this year... We didn't bring any, and he hooked his wife, Gloria, hooked us up with some Tupperware. We were about to walk out the door. She goes, here you go. And she just hands us a giant fucking bowl with the lid on it.
A vat of pozole.
Yeah. It was so good. I had that for breakfast for a couple of mornings, which I know he's going to like throw up at. I love pozole for breakfast. So, but yeah, I got to hang out with Derek and Brian from A1A Brewing, some friends. Marv was there, Viv, and some... A bunch of other friends over there. Mike from the Tap Room podcast was supposed to be there. He ended up not making it, which was too bad. So Chew wants to push it to September. Here's my one thing, Chew. It's not pozole weather in September. It's still hot here. I love when it cools down and we can have that chilly night in our hot pozole. It's my only thing. Take it as you will. As the host and creator of Pozole Palooza, you do you. But good times either way.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Mini Flex made his appearances.
Do now.
Yeah, apt to do. So Mini Flex needs to be reprinted. Starting to get a little wet and ink smeared.
A little wear and tear.
Yeah, that really started at GABF, and it's starting to continue a little bit. So,
well, not now because it's ruined. It's like, you know, it's like breaking a streak, right?
Right, it's true.
Yeah, now it's a little messed up. So yeah, that's our, you know, we'll just mess it up a little more. It's fine.
It's like one of those jerseys. Like, I'm not going to wash this jersey. It's good luck. It's like, I'm not going to reprint Mini Flex. It's good luck. I don't want to. So, anyway.
Little does everybody know, you just have like a file cabinet full of reprinted Mini Flexes ready to go.
Have you seen it?
Oh, it's great.
My wife's going to the filing cabinet. It's like, hey, stay out of the top cabinet. Yeah.
She's the one with the key for the lock.
Hey, why do you keep going into the top drawer there on the filing cabinet multiple times a day? I don't understand.
Aw, that makes me so happy. Mini Flex, shit.
All right, let's speaking of Mini Flex, let's find out what Big Flex is drinking over there.
In a world where craft beer is
key. At least it's a fast one.
A world where muscles are bigger than growlers.
What she said.
Only one tongue can guide us. One man, one tongue. One tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out what is Flex drinking.
So today, I'm drinking. There's a little Black Friday release at Eagle Park, and it was my wife's idea to go. She was out shopping all morning, and she knew I was at home with the kids taking care of some stuff, and she was like, "Hey, do you want to go out for lunch?" I said, "Yeah, I can go out for lunch." She goes, "Where do you want to go?" I don't know. Goes, well, what, you know,
I know.
What if we just, what if we go to like Eagle Park? And the kids were like, yeah, Eagle Park, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, those kids love hazies.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they really do. And I try and not make everything about myself. So I was just, you know, I was like, I mean, the kids want to go, I'll go. Like, totally played it off.
Right, yeah, so smooth.
Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, like, I'll love her to death. So,
meanwhile, you're fucking mid boner.
All I'm thinking about is what am I going to order, basically. So, I actually got this. It's a milkshake IPA. It's from their demo track series, which,
oh yeah,
it's all like small batch experimental brews that they put out to get almost feedback on.
Yeah, and then you sent me one of those a while back.
I think you're absolutely right, and. If they really hit with the audience, then they'll turn it into like a annual or even a flagship, and it's really cool. So this one is Milkshake IPA. That's all it's called.
Creative.
It is with cashmere and mosaic hops, and then aged on, I'm going to butcher this, Papua New Guinea? Is it Papua or is it Papa?
I mean, if it's like the country, it's Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, okay, so Papua New Guinea vanilla beans.
Okay.
I thought it was Papa. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but there's no lactose in this, which a lot of milkshake IPAs, you will find lactose. Dude, this is maybe the smoothest milkshake IPA I've ever had.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's because of like the cashmere hops too, because it's such a sexy, silky, flavorful hop. But these vanilla beans are top notch. And this thing is 8.4% ABV. And it drinks like a 5%er, like filled with lactose. It's brilliant.
So I want to know what makes it a milkshake if there's no lactose in it.
I think being conditioned or aged on the vanilla beans.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I don't know. But yeah, the ingredient label does not have lactose on there.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue to say that it is not containing lactose. And I think I was the first and only person to rank this on or rate this on Untappd.
Oh, look at
because
you.
Because I went on trends. To, hey, look out. Yeah, I went on to do it to see, you know, read up on it and whatnot. And yeah, I'm now there's five people.
Losers. Oh, well, you're the trendsetter here.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. But I gave it a 4.25. I think it's really great, really well done. It's not, you know, too sweet. Sometimes you get those where like the vanilla really stands out and it's very lactosey. And I mean, I went through 2 4 packs of this pretty quickly. So
nice.
Mind you, I got hooked up again, so I can't. I just can't even with this place. They're way too fucking good to me.
So good.
So good.
A little peek behind the curtain over here. Whenever you're telling me like what you're drinking, I'll Google it so I can grab the picture of it and use it for our podcast art every week, you know?
Yeah.
So I Googled it and I didn't find the exact one you're drinking. So I shortened my Google search to Eagle Park demo track, and four rows down on Google Images is a shot of you shirtless in the snow with their demo track triple West Coast IPA.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
You're Google famous.
Oh shoot.
Oh my gosh. Can I get great. Your autograph?
Yeah, I mean, here's the can, and they switched to black cans like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So they redid the artwork on it. The cassette tape is just classic for anybody that actually still knows what a cassette tape was. Yeah, exactly. I got Aerosmith Pump for Christmas when I was like 9.
Nice.
On cassette.
Nice.
Never forget.
If anybody knows what that is, you are as old as we are.
Basically.
Yeah. I love Aerosmith. I've seen him multiple times in concert. Good show.
Boom boxes and shit.
Yeah.
JVC.
Woo! Well, nice. All right, let's get a little news in before we wrap things up. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. AB and the Teamsters were fighting it out over a health plan, and it looked like maybe beer was not going to be delivered. Good news, all you shit beer drinkers. Ugh. They've reached an agreement, and it looks like they'll be delivering Budweiser throughout the years.
Yay.
Whoa. Yeah. Sapporo has started the sale process of Anchor Brewing, which I thought it was weird that it took them this long.
So yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah. Anchor parent company Sapporo has retained Hilco Corporate Finance for the sale of the brewery and its assets. Hilco sent an email to potential buyers detailing the acquisition opportunity and requesting a non-binding indication of interest. It all needed to be submitted by November 17th. They're considering offers for all of Anchor's assets, including intellectual property, real estate, and brewing equipment, allowing for a status quo relaunch of operations, as well as the sale of any individual asset or group of assets. So in theory, like, the union that's trying to buy Anchor back could just buy it, and then here they go. They're back to business. Or, like, somebody could come in and be like, hey, we want to buy the rights to whatever.
Right, right.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, but nothing else. Or, you know, they could piecemeal it, whatever they want to do. So they have more than a dozen active trademarks, including other logos and labels, 2 San Francisco properties. You know, property in San Francisco is not cheap.
Nope.
Production equipment capable of producing up to 1.9 million cases of beer annually, including their unique German-sourced copper brewing equipment. So much more. So we'll see what happens with the union trying to buy it up.
Weren't they asking, like, way more than the union could afford anyway?
Well, I mean, I think, like, $2 million is way more than the union could afford. The union did take to the internet to try and raise some money. They've raised over $100,000, but I don't think Here's the thing. I don't think Sapporo has released a total, like, you want to buy everything, it'll cost you millions of dollars number yet. So this is the first step. We'll see what happens. You know, some of me does hope that the union gets it because, you know, be cool to keep.
They're underdogs, you know, you got to root for the little guy.
Right. And we get that Merry Christmas, Happy New Year beer back again and maybe craft again. You know, whatever. We'll see what happens. We'll see. If anybody's going to buy it, you know, that'd be kind of a nice thing that ended up happening. So we'll see. We should have intern Brian on for this one. Treehouse Brewing has a shareholder who's suing the co-owners for misuse of company funds, lack of shareholder transparency, and more. All you Haze bros out there, get ready to cry a little. A shareholder of the Massachusetts-based Treehouse Brewing has filed a lawsuit against its co-owners, Nate Lanier and Damien Goudreau.
Sure.
Sure. Claiming they have misused company funds, neglected to offer shareholder dividends, and withheld tax documentation. I could go on and keep reading this, but basically they set up some like corporations and LLCs under other names and funneled some money is what they're being accused of. So basically they're keeping funds from some shareholders is what this guy is accusing them of.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know they were that big of a company to be able to pull that kind of shit.
I mean, think about how much money they make every fucking day with just people traveling there.
Yeah.
To buy beer.
All the fucking beer Sherpas that show up just to get pallet full to sell on the black market.
Just for the hauls. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they had enough money to fucking build their own golf course, for God's sake.
There you go. Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about Sing Tao and the guy peeing in the tank?
Yeah.
So apparently since then, imports to Korea alone have dropped more than 40% from China because of this video. The plummeting beer imports of Korea from China are expected to hit the brand the worst since it's directly related to the video. But it's imports in general, not just Sing Tao. Apparently, like, they're just not importing Chinese things now.
Well, maybe because they think they're peeing and everything.
Yeah.
Made in China? Nah, it's pissed on.
Yeah, pissed on in China? Got it. Has anybody had any Sing Tao since this came out? Would love to know. Please let us know.
I think the last time I had a Sing Tao was a year ago.
Man, I can't remember. I'm sure it was at a sushi bar, but I couldn't tell you how long ago it was. It'd be the only time I would drink it.
Sapporo at sushi restaurants. I had a Sing Tao at a there's like this China Lights Festival. Oh. They do it every year over by us. It's like this big fun thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Sing Tao.
Yeah. Sing Tao. Sounds like a like, cheers. Sing Tao.
Is that what it means?
I have no idea.
Well, that'd be cool if we knew.
Yeah. Anybody out there?
It would almost make us be like smart.
God, what if that I kinda wanna look it up. Wisconsin has an alcohol law reform that is headed to the governor's office for a signature. The Wisconsin Senate signed off on legislation overhauling the Badger State's alcoholic beverage laws. Among the alcohol reforms, including the legislation, were the creation of the Division of Alcohol Beverages, a new division of the Department of Revenue, to oversee enforcement of state laws regarding breweries, wineries, distilleries, retailers, and wholesalers. The legislation also allows brewers to operate retail outlets to sell beer without tap rooms and expanded hours for wineries. So breweries can more easily have like a second location.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that like maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I definitely heard something about this.
Yeah, I guess on the downside, the amendment would also require wedding. They call them wedding barns. I've never heard this term before. Wedding barns.
It's a Wisconsin thing at least. Okay. I know. Yes.
All right, so wedding barns and venues that sell or offer alcoholic beverages would have to obtain a permit or alcohol license to operate.
Wedding barns became big because of, what's that dumb fucking social media page?
Pinterest
yes.
I hate Pinterest.
Yeah, so then everybody wanted to have these rustic weddings, and what's more rustic, Greg, than getting married inside of a completely refurbished barn?
Where there's nothing rustic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You could get married in a pig pen and start rolling around some shit.
I'm down. I've seen John Candy mud wrestle in stripes, and I've kind of been wanting to do it since. So
you and me, buddy.
Let's do it.
Let's mud wrestle. Or my Drew McIntyre kilt.
Okay. I'm just going to be shirtless.
Oh, I'm in. You know I'll be there then.
This tangent did pretty hard.
Yeah. All right, we'll end it with this. Hopefully it'll make you mad. The best 20 beers in 2023.
Top five or Treehouse.
Probably. They're all being sued. This is according to the editors of Craft Beer and Brewing magazine. There's no number. I don't know if it starts at the top or the bottom of the list, but top 20 beers of 2023, according to these Yahoos. Arizona Wilderness Jitterbug Perfume.
Never heard of it.
Same. Finback's Headspace.
Finback does good stuff.
I've heard of, maybe had them through Tavor. I don't know. Tavor. Templin Family Granary Keller Beer. Is that a Salt Lake?
They don't do beer there.
No. Well, they do. It's just NA. It's got to be like under 0.5% or you can't sell it in a store. Right, Steph? Okay. New Image 9505. That's out of Colorado. Weathered Sold. Good Morning, Mon. Oh, I got it. Good Morning, Mon.
That was good.
All right. I'm a little slow today.
Took a little bit.
Yep. BKS Pivo Project Bohemian Style Pilsner. Keeping Together Thoughts Without a Thinker. Wow, that's a lot one. Fathead's Headhunter. I've had some Fathead. I've not had Headhunter. Cross Strains Fairy Nectar Double Dry Hopped out of Nebraska. 12 West's Radial Spines out of Arizona. Finally, a brewery I've heard of. Southern Grist Gin Barrel Age Perpetual Composition.
That can't be great.
I hate gin.
I love gin, but I couldn't imagine drinking something that was aged in gin barrels.
Mm-mm, hard pass. KCBC's Welcome to the Underworld. False Idol's Ralphie Runs Wild. Bartlett Hall's Powell Street Porter. Wise Man's Living a Double Life. KC Beer Light out of Kansas City.
Come on.
Two Roads Non-Alcoholic Juicy IPA.
Come on.
Come on. Now I'm angry. Ghost Town Nose Goblin. Incendiary Schwartz Beer.
Can't believe there's still more on this list. That's making me upset.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm tired of reading. I think this is the last one. Bench Tops Old Wooden Ship out of Virginia. Oh, thank fuck. That's the last one.
There's no way those are the 20 best beers.
Other than like two breweries in there, I've heard of none of them. This feels like one of those like dick measuring contests where it's like, let's find a bunch of breweries no one's ever heard of and make it sound like we know what we're talking about.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Fuck off, craft beer.
I mean, for all we know, they could all be really good beers.
Yeah, well, fucking hard pass on the NA beer.
Oh, how does that make the list?
Yeah, non-alcoholic, juicy IPA, you know what that is? Not a beer.
I could think of probably 30 IPAs that have alcohol in it that are better than that.
Only 30?
Well, you know, I was just being kind, off the top of my head.
How about every IPA that has alcohol
every
in it?
IPA that has alcohol, you're right, shame on me.
I made a really, really bad homebrewed IPA once, but you know what? Had alcohol in it.
Better than any NA I've heard of.
Yeah, exactly. So that shit should make the list. Geez. Fuck off with your NA beers on a beer list.
That's
sounds
terrible.
Like they were paid to include it or something.
Probably like, hey, give us $50 and we'll say your beer is one of the top 20 best.
God damn, if it's only $50, be like, hey, here's $50. Hey, this is the best beer podcast around.
It might be.
I think it is. $50 would tell me it is.
I'll give you $50.
Okay. And now we awkwardly transition to the end of the show.
Oh, hey.
All right. I'm going to hit some music. I'm going to say hi to Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
And I'm going to say make sure you follow us on the socials at FlexMeBeer _ in between, as well as, of course, Craft Beer Republic. Send us an email, mail at craftbeerrepublic.com, or a voicemail, 805-538-BEER. 2337. I do believe that is everything. I hope everyone is staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.